Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire.
And clap your hands now. Yes, fire! The gospel experience. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of our praise, children. Don't you know that he is worthy? Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. I said time and time again, and it's so true. Now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope, beloved, and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, biblically speaking, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. That's why he came. That's why he preached. That's why he died for our sins, so that we can be saints indeed, living for God. God is not a respected person. I promise you, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. For our spiritual enlightenment, we will be indulging and exploring from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14, where we read the prophet Moses has to speak enduring faith and strength to the children of Israel, who are terrified of Pharaoh and his approaching army. the children of Israel were just released from over 400 years of servitude, harsh slavery to the Egyptian people, and they were released into go to the promised land. And they were so afraid when they saw those bloodthirsty Egyptian armies coming to them, they actually turned on their leader Moses, claiming that he deceived them and that they blamed him for luring them out into the desert to just simply bury them in mass graves, which is not unlike us. We lose our faith and we're afraid and we will blame others and frantically say things that we should not say, think, or do, just like the children of Israel did. It's the same thing. So we have to lean on God's grace. My special guest is here. We're about to take you all straight to church. You millennials, y'all gonna find out what church was like before there was a thing called contemporary gospel music, urban gospel music, and yes, hip-hop gospel music. We're gonna do the traditional church thing to show y'all how we got our gospel praise on with this awesome woman of God, gospel artist, none other than Carolyn Traylor is here. We're gonna hear her testimony. She's gonna be sharing how God has blessed her life. And of course, we're going to play her music. We're going to have like a little mini Carolyn Traylor concert right here on this fire gospel experience. And then later on the broadcast, y'all already know, I'm going to have my Shine Artist Spotlight. We're going to stay in the church vein, the old traditional way, with a friend of my special guest, Carolyn Traylor. She said, this is my homie. This is my homeboy, man of God, Pastor Felix Omar Hill is going to be here, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members, call your friends, call your co-workers, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use a good word of inspiration, and we're going to get our praise on with all this good, good gospel music. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified. Fire! 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 That's what we do right here on this fire. that 1-2 punch from my special guest, woman of God, I'm trying to tell you. That's how we do it right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We don't take no shorts from the devil. We just go ahead and just do what we do in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This woman of God, she is a veteran when it comes to gospel music. She is the CEO and founder at Trailer Made Music, coming down there from Greenville, Texas. I was talking to her, getting set up for this interview, and she was on her way to the house, and she said, man, we just stayed a little old town, and I'll be there in 3 minutes. And I'm like, look, it's all good, because some of our greatest artists, some of our icons and legends have come from those what we call little bitty towns. But when God gets in a person, trust me, they can do great and mighty. I said mighty things. So without any further ado, my special guest, awesome woman of God, is here to bless us in so many different ways. We are just excited, happy, and thrilled to have this beautiful woman of God here with us to tell her story as only she can. So without any further ado, my special guest, woman of God, Carolyn Trailer, is here on this fire gospel experience. Bless you, woman of God. We thank you. We lift you up high, and we thank the Lord for you being here on this fire gospel experience. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Indeed. Welcome, Carolyn Trailer, woman of God. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you. You didn't tell me I needed to have a fire truck handy. I mean,
oh,
y'all,
Lord,
you burning it up over there now. I'm telling you, this is good. I'm loving it.
and here you go with your say self, just throwing fire, throwing gas on the fire, even making it hot. I love it.
That's what we do as Christians, right? We somebody do something, then somebody else throw another log, and then somebody throw another log. Ain't that what we do?
Ain't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Nobody but God.
When people start talking about they can worship God and praise God at home, I say, you can do that, but you can't do that and be obedient, because God says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. That gift God gives us is not for us, it's for the other people in Christ. It is so that we as a body can build each other up. So, woman of God, you have certainly started this fire gospel experience off just right. Why don't you go ahead and share some of the origins of who you are as a woman of God when you accepted Christ. Tell us a little bit about what was going on in your life, and then we'll just move on to this awesome gospel music ministry that you have. I promise you I love it.
All right. I will. Thank you so very much. I'm really enjoying this so much right now. I'm like you said, I'm from a small town in Texas, Greenville, a little small town by Dallas. And I started this journey a long time ago. I started it at 12 years old, actually. And then I sang, and I don't know if this happened to anybody else, but I sang in the choir, and someone said I couldn't sing because they were right. I did hit the wrong note, okay? And so they said I couldn't. So then therefore I heard them, and so I didn't sing again from the time I was 12 until I went to college.
Okay.
I did not sing, nor did I go to church, because I was truly hurt by somebody.
Yeah.
So that's why I love talking to young people and, encouraging them, because things that we can say to the young people sometimes can just stop them right and dead in their tracks. And that's kind of what it did for me. And but God, I got to Houston, Texas, before I went to college, and at Olivia Branch. I moved from my old house, Walker, and she took me kind of on the road with her, and along with some more of my friends and stuff like that, and so started singing, and that's when she wrote the song Brand New Life, and we backed her up on it, and so just kind of built up my confidence. So God used her to build up what someone else had tried to tear down. So God did it, and then my parents got sick, so I had to move back home to take care of my parents, and in the midst of that, 13 of my family members died. And then God allowed me to keep my mind in the midst of all of it. And so I that's what I did. I just started singing to that. I started singing to the bereaved. I started singing to the grief stricken. I mean, I knew that was where part of my calling was, to that group of people, the grief stricken and the bereaved people. And so I'm getting ready to start writing on a book about it. But God is so faithful, and just everything that he's ever promised me, a lot of it, it hadn't come into fruition yet, but a lot of it I have seen happen and is seeing it happen now. So I'm grateful.
Amen. I can really appreciate your honesty, because a lot of people seem to think that this praise that's going around where we talk about church hurt is a new thing, but it's not always intentional. It's not always because of a mean spirit. Sometimes people can just be not insightful, be not even aware.
Yeah, they just don't be thinking. A lot of times people don't be thinking, and they just kind of say whatever, and they don't know that it has a long-term effect on some people. And so we will, you know, as people, we say to people, shake it off, but it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
We say, get over it. You know, how do you get over, you know, just something that easily? So, but I'm not on here with a sad story. Let me get that together.
Oh, no.
That's why I wrote the song, There's a Story Behind My Praise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that
Lord.
Story
yes.
happened, yeah, but that ain't how I live my life based on that story. You know, so you do have to, you know, grief is not something that you get over. Grief is something that you live through. So
that's what,
you know, I mean, it's you never get over it, but you do live through it. And so that's what I've been doing. So that's what God does. To me, I found out that he gives us different songs and different people to minister to. So that's the people that I minister to mostly. You know, I minister to everybody, but you know what I'm saying? Those are the people that really grasp the song, There's a Story, and the best of my story. They grasp those because they've had to go through. But the good thing is they didn't stop. They kept going through. That's the operative word, go, you know, through. So
Amen.
God is faithful, and I'm excited.
God is faithful. But how do we expect to be able to say God is a deliverer if we don't never have to go through nothing? How can we say God is a healer if we have never been sick? How can we say that God is a redeemer if we have not been in situations that left us heartbroken, and that God was there to care for us, to put the broken pieces of our lives and our heart and emotions back together again. Amen.
Right. He makes messages out of messes. And he does every time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And see, the thing about it is that here you are singing songs, not just songs that just out there that have a good rhythm and maybe have some catchy lyrics to it. But your song, your music ministry is based upon real life, heartfelt situations that we go through. You just put them in song. Where does the inspiration come from? Do you write songs?
I do. But I'm not one of those people, Brother Jefferson, that can just sit down and say, if somebody say, okay, I need you to help me. Because when I wrote, like, There's a Story and the best of my story, I co-wrote that, and then so I've written so many, but when the people will say, can you write me a There's a Story, and it don't just, you know, come like that. Like a wonderful writer, V. Michael McKay, he can sit down and just write, you know, and just say, I need this CD, and I want it to, you know, be geared toward this theme, and he can sit down and write like that. I would love to do that, but I can't. It just kind of come. God will give me like four sentences, you know, and then I just start writing from that. Or like where There's a Story Behind My Praise came from, I was in a Shreveport, Louisiana, and I was getting ready to do a revival, and I was so excited because the person that was going to preach was somebody that I loved, and I loved hearing this young lady preach. And so when I got there, the pastor called me in the office, and he said, she won't be able to be here. She said, but she said, because Bishop Jakes asked her to preach a prayer meeting tonight, do prayer meeting.
Mm.
So she won't be able to be here, but she's sending somebody else from their church. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, oh, man, I thought you was going to tell me Jesus wasn't coming. Now, if you'd have said that,
that's
then
a problem.
We'd have, you know, that we'd have had a problem then. But,
woo!
You know, but I do, I understand. I understand people have, you know, things happen, life happens. And so when I walked back out, the young man got up to preach. He mounted the pulpit, and this was his words. He said, I will be preaching tonight. There is a story behind your preacher. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Brother Jessica, I just took off.
I know you fell out.
Like the,
I know you
like
fell
my,
out.
My armor bearer, the lady that was helping
oh,
me,
Lord,
I just took off so quickly till she took off behind me, and I went out the door, and I said, anybody got a pen? Anybody got a pen? And somebody gave me a pen right at the tape table out there. And I just sit down and started writing, and God just let it just flow out. I mean, just like that,
ain't
even
that
without
funny.
Hearing the message. And what was so awesome about that, the reason why I knew the song was a God song. You know, sometimes you have I've written good songs, but this was a God song. And I knew that because I wanted to be right and give this man that gave me this title, I wanted to give him royalty. So I went to look him up. I called the lady that was going to preach, and we talked, and she said, I really don't know what you're talking about. I don't even remember ever sending nobody.
Oh, my goodness.
God is my witness. She said, but don't worry about it. Just go ahead and, you know, she said, I'm sure it would be okay with him, and he probably wouldn't want anything anyway. And that was it. I couldn't find him. And ever since then, I've tried to find him. He was a minister, you know, at the Potter's house, but I couldn't find him. So, you know, some things are good things, some things are God things. And so it has blessed a lot of people's lives, including mine. So.
And there's a lesson in that, because sometimes we will reach for people that are only in our lives for a circumstance and a season. And we need to be able to just freely accept that person for that purpose and that time, even if we don't fully understand it. That's where our faith comes in, Lady Carolyn. We got to be able to say, in God I trust, and I don't have to see everything down the road. I can see just enough to see God's hand in this situation with this person over here, and I thank you, Lord. And if they leave or if they choose to, for whatever reason, no longer be a part of our life, we can just thank God for the contributions that they made while they were here.
We were never called to see down the road. We were never called to do that. We were called to get close to God because he's the one that can see down the road. So once we trust him, he looks down the road. And so, like you're saying, we need to trust people. Sometimes we're around people and we're like, oh, I never would have been around this person. But they're not always called to be our friends. Sometimes they're our assignments. Sometimes we are their assignment. Sometimes... Yeah, everything is not, you know, the way, because we can't understand it, then we try to, you know, rationalize it and all of that. And say, this just don't make sense because this can't be God. Because if this was God, it would make sense. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Because there's been so many things I've gone through. I said, God, I don't understand this. Is this you? But then when I get down to the end of it, it really was him. But it did not make any sense. Somebody preached a sermon one time. What happens when God makes no sense? You know, because sometimes it just don't make no sense. It don't make no sense for you to tell me to love my enemies. How am I love? Why would I love my enemies, the people that would stab me in the back? Why would I love my enemy? Why would I even want to love my enemy? But he never asked us to want to do anything. So, yeah.
Amen.
So, yeah. So,
you know what I learned, woman of God, when it comes to praying for people that that call themselves my enemy, I might not even look at them in that reference. But if they choose to look at me that way, and then the Bible says pray for those people that would persecute us and do good for them.
Despitefully
use us. What I've learned is God is saying, look, I'm taking care of you. So let me use you as an instrument of the forgiveness and the mercy and grace that I've given you. I want you to show that to that person that has chosen to be against you, because I'm not going to take it for granted that nobody else is praying for this soul. So I'm going to step outside myself. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to let their offense keep me from praying for them, because I might just be the one that's designated and called by God to pray for that very person that's just got a mean spirit on them, or maybe just had a hard time in life and have not fully met God. They can meet God through us, woman of God. Isn't that the truth?
It really is the truth. It really is. And you know what? We spend too much time talking about who don't like us.
Oh, Lord.
We give the devil too much PR.
Uh-oh.
Because I look on Facebook, I look on different places they're going, and people are saying, the people that don't like you, who cares? All of that time, we can spend glorifying God for letting the people love us. I mean, don't spend so much time, because I remember when I was going through with my 13 members passing away, and like a 9-month old niece, my niece, she died of a heart attack at 9 months, a nephew that got shot in the leg, and he died from a leg shot. And then my first cousin, also one of my best friends, she went in for day surgery just to get some scar tissue removed, and the surgeon severed the wrong artery. And she died.
When I was
walking through all of this, and people would walk past me, and then I would hear later somebody say, Carolyn did not even speak to me. And I say, Lord have mercy, I didn't even see you, because if you knew what it took for me to get through life right now.
To even be where you was at, if you knew what it took for me to even get up
out of my bed and walk forward. If you knew
then you wouldn't
talk about me. You would pray for me. And so that's where I was. And so that's why we have to be kinder today than we've ever been, because with the pandemic and different things, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know some of them are hanging on by a thread. For you to be offended because they did not speak to you, we got to come up, Christians. Come up now.
We got to raise up
because that may have been a legitimate gripe a while ago, but right now. I'm not telling you to get over it. I'm not telling you to get over it, but I'm telling you to come on through it. That's it. Just come through it, because it's too much. Yeah, it's too much. Your life, your very life depends on getting from that point to this point. It depends on it, because it's so many people that are hurting, that are crying, that want stuff, that need stuff. And let me just talk about my friend that's coming on your next set. Let me just say this, and I usually don't put this kind of stuff out there, but I really need to. I was going through one day, just needed a lift. It wasn't like you needed something in, particular. You just needed a lift. You just needed a word or whatever. But anyway, I don't know who called who. I called Omar. He called me. I can't remember what happened. But anyway, before we got off the phone, I was really going through, Brother Jefferson. And before we got off the phone, he said, "What's your Cash App?" And I said, "Huh?" Yeah. He said, "What's your Cash App?" And I said, "Why? And that's what I said. I said, why? And he said, give me your Cash App. I said, I'm okay. I don't know. Give me your Cash App. Go get a burger or something. He don't know I need it. I needed a friend that day to say, come out of yourself and know that God loves you. I needed a friend. And he don't know that. But tears had rolled down my face. And so that's what we have to be to each other today. I'm sorry. I'm taking up a lot of time.
But you know what? You're telling the truth. Because, listen, you do have a story to tell. And here's my special guest woman of God singing about everything that she's been testifying about. As painful as it may have been at the time, we have the opportunity to share a tremendous life-changing testimony by telling our story. Don't y'all know that what comes from the heart reaches the heart? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
I was thinking deep in sin, drowning by the fight within. But God stepped in and he laid his hand. My soul is not over. This is not the end. I was afraid of failing me. I refused to my destiny, but God stepped in and he lent his hand. My story's not over. This is not the end.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are just taking y'all straight to church, going behind the veil, and just communing with our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for letting us know, woman of God, Carolyn Traylor, that the best of our story is our relationship with God. And, you know, it gets better and better the more that we walk with God. Isn't that the truth, woman of God?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I want everybody to know your story is not over.
It's not over. Amen. That's a beautiful song. I love, love, love how you do what you do. Woman of God, we are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Exodus 14, chapter verse 14, where the children of Israel are so fearful that the enemy, the Egyptian enemies, are approaching them and looking to attack them. They are fearful for their lives. They are possibly being returned back into slavery, which they were just freed from as far as they knew. And then the Lord spoke through Moses and said, the Lord will fight for you. And if you hold your peace. Can you tell us a little bit about the distinguished gospel career that you've had, how you've had to fight? Because I've heard the stories about how radio stations and some of these music industries, record labels, will restrict you all, and y'all have to fight your way through those hurdles and barricades and restraints to try to share your gospel music ministry to the world. And you had to be still sometimes and let God fight your battles. Can you share a little bit of that testimony about how God was preserving your music ministry?
Sure, sure. Yes, first of all, like you just quoted the scripture, and that's what we need to do is have faith over fear. And that's where we are now, and that's what we had to go through with fighting. But one thing, I know that your praise is your weapon. I mean, for real, that's just not just the cliche. Your praise and your worship are your weapons. And so you have to go through this thing. You're going to have to fight with a lot of people. I can tell the younger people that are just coming into singing, the people that have been in a while and don't haven't really gotten entangled with anything, I want to tell you now, don't say bad about nobody. Whenever
Amen.
You get into it with whoever, your record labels and all of that, still continue to pray for them. Whenever people want to talk about them, don't say anything. Just everything you got to say, you tell it to God and a few close friends.
I love it. Amen.
Because you may not need them in the end, but they know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that you're going to run into before this life is over, and you're going to need them. Keep your mouth closed and listen to God.
Yeah. And then not only that, but see, we never know whose ear is in the room. And
definitely,
what you say may not be directed at that particular person, but when certain people that may have the opportunities to bless you or give you the right connection so that you can be blessed, they may hear some words that come out of our mouths that we shouldn't speak, that are not Christ-like, and that may blow an opportunity right there. So we have to season our words with salt, and it takes restraint.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not
restraint.
Easy because you know how we used to do in our old way. Man, we'll flip out in a minute. We'll let people know who they must be messing with. You must don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you don't
remember?
Know who you messing with. But we have to realize God don't love us no more than he loves them. So if lash out at them and we hurt them, the hurt is over. It's not like God's going to hurt them twice. You know, we've already did. So just let God handle your battle.
And I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing like experience, because I can't tell you how many times I've let my old man, that old flesh, that old Ron E. Jefferson, try to give somebody a piece of my mind and give them my 2-cent worth, And then I would come back later, and Holy Spirit God would be in my spirit, letting me know that that was not the way to handle that situation. So it did take practice, and I'm saying that to all the listeners out there.
That's why we are talking about it now. We're telling them because we've gone through it. That's why we're able to tell them. We haven't gotten it right all the time, but we can tell you what works because we have gone through it. And so that's why we're saying, not to say that we've never done this. We're saying it mostly because we've done it and it did not work. And if you would just take a little, you know, constructive criticism and listen just a little bit, I promise you it's some things you won't have to go through.
Well, as the elders of the church, we have a responsibility to tell our story all in truth. And see, we're not going to sweeten it up just to make it sound like we super saved and we super saints. No, we're telling y'all the straight up truth that we have made mistakes and we have learned from them. Now, didn't you say that you don't always, and there was a time when you wasn't hitting the right notes? So what did you do? You didn't quit.
Yeah.
You kept practicing. So sometimes we have to look at our behavior. We have to look at our thoughts before they come out of our mouths and say, you know what, let me catch that before it hit my lips. Amen. Because last time I did that, last time I said some stuff, I felt shame afterwards. And then I felt like when the Bible says grieve not the Holy Spirit. See, when we get in our flesh and we do things that are not pleasing to God, Holy Spirit God will go in the corner and grieve. And then we will feel that heaviness, which lets us know we can do better.
That's right. You're right. You're definitely right. Yeah.
Amen.
You're definitely right. He will. He'll let us know that you didn't have to handle it that way. Isn't he a good God to give us some more chances?
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And it's just a blessing. Some things we just not going to get. You can sit up in Bible study and Sunday school and read our Bible all day long, but until we actually start applying those sermons and those Bible studies to our lives so that we can see God's word alive in our lives, that's when we can do those things that we couldn't do before. That's when we can actually see God working in us, that new creature that the Bible declares that we are. Woman of God, What would be the most powerful thing that you have really looked at when it comes to the church? And, you know, I'm not saying criticize the church because I want you to speak the power. And maybe, like you said, sometimes we need to critique ourselves. What is it about the church that either you celebrate the most or that you are concerned about the most in our present day time?
In our present-day time, I'm concerned that we are going to lose our covering. One thing, being a singer and a minister, guys, make sure you have a covering. Sometimes we don't have a church home, and it's because we kind of hop from one church to the other, and so we're not accountable. We're not held accountable. But some man or woman of God should be a covering for you that you can always go back to and talk these things through because you're going to need it. That's the thing that I love is having a covering that about the church.
Amen.
The thing I don't, that I'm kind of nervous about is if we're going to enjoy this virtual so much that we won't experience again the love of touching and hugging and listening and being close to, and are we going to be fearful? Are we going to be, nervous to touch each other and hug each other? I'm praying that God will, that's the only thing I'm kind of nervous, I guess, about the church is, will it be the same? And so it's not something that I don't like. It's just something that I'm a little nervous about.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my church home, New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, as we are starting to come back together as a body of Christ, as a church fellowship, I feel so blessed because I haven't seen some of my members in over a year and a half. And it's just like family. Ooh, it's like a family reunion. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Come over here, and if we don't hug, just give me a fist bump or whatever we're going to do.
You just
know that the people that God put in your life are a benefit, and you pray to be a benefit to them. And that's what binds us together, because the love of Jesus Christ actually does flow from our hearts to each other as we go about our lives, because we have to go through the trial. We get sick. We have employment issues. We have financial issues. We have to bury our loved ones. And we need family, whether they're blood related or not. A spiritual connection can sometimes be closer than a blood connection.
Amen. Definitely.
Woman of God.
Oh, God. You are so right.
Amen. So, woman of God, before I let you go, I want you to know I'm extending to you an open invitation. You can certainly come back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform anytime you're ready. You have my information. You feel it burning, you say, oh, Lord, I need to get back on that Fire Gospel with me and Brother Ron. We always have a good time. I want you to know that you have an open invitation. You don't need no special. You ain't got to go through nobody. You can just contact me, and I'll move some people out the way if I have to get you back. So, woman of God, is there any final thoughts that Holy Spirit God just dropped right down in your spirit before you go?
I just wanted to tell you thank you for doing what you do, because if it wasn't for radio angels like yourself, nobody would know who we are. So I appreciate you for what you do and how you open your doors to us. I thank you for that. I just wanted to tell everybody that is listening that God really do care. He really cares. And if it matters to you, it matters to him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's beautiful. You couldn't have said nothing sweeter to our souls. Woman of God, why don't you share your contact information, because we are starting to see some of our doors open, and we are starting to have a semblance of fellowship and church worship, so that if one of those promoters or pastors that are listening to this broadcast, I'm grateful to let you know, I am syndicated on 5 networks. I have 5 kingdom collaborators that network this Fire Gospel Experience. So this message that we are sharing right now is going to reach a lot of souls. It's going to be some connections made. They're going to get in touch with you so that you can be a part of their event. Can you share your contact information for booking?
I certainly can. Also,
your social media contacts, because I want my listeners to continue to follow you and support you as where your music can be downloaded. I'm not greedy. I'm here to share. God's blessing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, it is Carolyn Traylor. It's Taylor with an R. Carolyn Traylor, T-R-A-Y-L-O-R. And so it's just on all social media outlets. You can download the songs on all of them as well. The Best of My Story. And we're getting ready to come out with another single. So I'm so excited. I'm not that I'm not that good with Instagram and all that. And if you would Facebook me, Carolyn Traylor, or email me at officiallycarolyntraylor.com. It's so many ways, but if you put Carolyn Traylor in it, I promise you will find me. You can message me, and I may not get back in touch with you that day or whatever, but don't give up, because I promise I will.
Amen. Amen. Well, my prayer for you, woman of God, is that you will reach heights and achievements that have gone even before what you have desired for yourself, what you have prayed for. And beyond your own personal vision, I pray God will supersede that and bless you so abundantly that you can't help but run for Jesus even more than you are now. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you, man of God. And you do the same thing. I'm praying that God would just elevate you even higher, open even more doors, and you go higher and higher in him.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, if he take me higher, I'm going to make sure I get lower in Jesus so I don't get too carried away with myself. Because I ain't trying to be that one that gets so high up that I forget God. I'm just trying to just do God's will.
Don't ever do
God.
That. Don't ever do that.
Oh, no, no, no. But listen, from where he brought me from, ain't no way I'm going to forget what God has done for me. It's not even possible.
Praise
Bless
God.
You, woman of God.
Praise
we
God.
Love you in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to pray
All
for
right.
you. Ain't nothing you can do about that either. So we thank you in Jesus. Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
God
woman of God.
You.
Carolyn Traylor was here on this fire gospel experience, and we ain't through with her yet. Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, no. I told y'all, y'all already know how I do on this fire gospel experience. Whenever my guests come in and they got some music, man, we're going to have like a mini concert. We're going to bless y'all with as many songs as we can with these awesome people of God. So don't y'all go nowhere. You better not even try it. Here is woman of God, Carolyn Traylor, still blessing us. Don't you know that there is a story behind her praise? Lord Jesus, she talked about it, and now she's about to sing about it. Thank you, Lord. We lift you up high, high and higher, and we thank you for blessing us with so many gifted and anointed people that we just love them, we love them, and we're going to keep on loving them because you are the reason why we have found so much love in our heart, in our spirit, in our mind, and we are so, so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There's a story behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Behind my praise, there's a story behind my praise. That's why my hand I'll continue. I'm gonna praise him for the rest of my day. Oh, there's a story, yeah, behind my praise. If you see me crying, oh, that is a story, how he's been God for me in all of his glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you see me shouting, oh, don't be amazed. I just realized where and when I was saved. If you see me running, oh, don't you think it's strange? My whole life, he's rearranged. There is a story behind my praise, my praise, my praise.
God. Oh, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you. Hey, God. How you allowed me to keep my mind after 13 of my family members died real close to one another. I'm a story. Hey, God. Behind my brain. Oh, hey, God. There is a story behind my praise. Oh God, I love you. Hey God.
Hello, I'm gospel artist Leah Oduro Quarton. If you are looking for a gospel artist to bring a great spirit of praise and worship to your concert, revival, or conferences, I am available to usher in the spirit of the living God with great celebration, worship, and praise. You can contact me at 708-670-9610, or you can email me at leahoduro@yahoo.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him the glory. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about.
As I look out in the world, troubles are the same. I'm gonna fall down on my knees and call on Jesus' name. Now I'm here to testify how he brought me through. What God did for me, he'll do the same for you.
My Lord, he's working on me.
Yes, he
did. Oh, yes, without a doubt.
The
Lord has set me free.
Gave me
the
victory.
The Lord has made a way.
Made a
and
way.
And brightened up my day.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, I made it through
storms. There was a time when my life was very hard. Found myself locked out in the cold.
He worked it out.
I will.
Jesus, Jesus, he'll work that thing out. You best believe he will. Sounds a woman of God, Leah Odua Quatran, talking about he worked that thing out. I want to send out congratulations to that young lady. I understand she just picked up some hardware for all that hard work that she does in gospel music. Taking y'all to church in the old school way. Here's man of God, James Mabel Jr., doing it like we do it back in the day, and it still moves the soul. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands. Listen, I'm about to take you all the way back to Navasota, Texas on this one, y'all. Whatever you're going through in your life, God wants you to know right now that it will be all right. Say this thing. Hey. Hey. I got another verse for you. Listen. Your test and trial, they come to make you strong. You'll be encouraged today, 'cause this won't last.
Keisha Mosley, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson. where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry of positive mental health support and awareness will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to the Lakeisha Mosley Show on Positive Power XSI at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday night. You can also find me on my website, LakeishaMosley.com. Keep in tune and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's about kingdom building.
If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. I need somebody in here to shout. Jesus,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's that good shouting, running music where you just can't help yourself. All over the church with woman of God, Monica Lisa Stevenson. Glad she's saved. She just couldn't help herself. And I promise you, I know the feeling. Amen. Goes right there. This is the portion of the show where you gifted and anointed ministers, preachers, gospel artists, spoken word artists get to have your time on this platform of Shine Artist Spotlight, where we want to help take your ministry beyond where it already is and go to new territory and to reach new souls, new ears, and new minds with your anointed gift from God. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is an awesome man of God in his very own right. I fell across this young man just, I'm not going to say by accident, because what I do is territorial. What I do it based on my searching for you gifted and anointed preachers of the gospel. My special guest is known to many as the new country preacher. He's currently residing in Tuskegee, Alabama, born and raised in Phoenix City, Alabama. He has four grown children, pastor of Greater Grace Ministries, Incorporated, located in Phoenix City, Alabama. He is the founder of Team Bishop Online Ministry with over 26,000 souls, 26 people following this man of God. Each and every night he's hosting his online ministry, the Team Bishop Show, spreading the word of God and inspiring many through his music. I mean, he has been born through pain and elevated through celebration, has 79 songs. He is a one-man band, also a national recording gospel artist. He will tell you, he don't mind packing up his suitcase and going to the Bahamas, Grand Turk Island, Mexico, just to name a few. He is the country preacher. And before we bring him on, I'm going to try to see if I can give y'all a mini concert of my special guest for our Shine Artist Spotlight, talking about Pastor Felix Omar Hill with Let Me Tell You. And I believe he's got something to tell.
Can I get everybody out there to lift your hands? If you can remember when you met the Lord and what he done for you. Well, let me tell you how I know Jesus. Let me tell you how I know.
Lord Jesus, I promise you, he'll take that old sour taste of the things that we used to do dead up out our mouth, and he'll put the sweet taste of being saved and walking with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, not only in our mouth, but in our minds, in our spirits, and in our souls. Here's my special guest for Shine Artist Spotlight, man of God, Pastor Felix Omar Hill is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Bless you, Pastor Hill. How are you doing, good brother?
I am overly well. Thank you for your kindness.
Amen. We are just happy and excited to have you here with us. And listen, man, you describe yourself as the new country preacher. I guess you want to make sure you separate yourself from all them other country preachers. Is that what it is?
I think everybody need a good stage name, you know, and I think that one fit me pretty well.
Well, one thing I can say for yourself, to be a country preacher, you sure do dress very, very well. I grew up in Detroit.
Thank
I'm a country
you.
Boy, too. I was born in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, but you got a wardrobe that, you know, I think you could run with the best of, man of God. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, sir. I am 51 years young. I live now in the city of Tuskegee, Alabama. I have four grown children, thank God. They're grown and gone. And
okay.
I pastor one of the greatest ministries in the state, which is in Phoenix City, Alabama, Greater Grace Ministries. Been doing that coming up here November 27 years. And now the
congratulations.
Now the rest of my story has to do with my musical life, and the Lord just opened me up to have me sing. I write so much I forget that I even own a song. I hear it on the radio, forget it was mine. And so I'm actually headed to a showcase right now, and I just mm-hmm. enjoy, you know, singing the gospel. I just love it.
Amen. Well, I know that you were busy prior to coming on, taking care of family issues, and I'm glad that everything has worked out fine and well in that regard,
yes, sir.
But before you were on the air, my first special guest was Woman of God, Carolyn Traylor, and she bragged on you so much, how you were there when she needed a friend, when there was a need for a good brother, a shoulder to lean on, to cry on, to just be there. Like the scripture calls us to, I just want you to know she gave you much high praise and accolades for being an upstanding and an outstanding man of God.
Thank you so much. Carolyn is a dynamic. I don't know if you ever heard her in person, but you just can't get no better. I was in Mexico with her, man, and she had the ship rock.
Oh, Lord. I believe it. Because I've been playing her music, and me and her just had a good, good time. Don't worry about it. I'll be sending you the archive a little bit later on, and you'll see me and
yes,
her,
sir.
We cut up. We had a good time in the Lord, man. I can see she got the joy of Jesus running on through her veins.
Yes, Lord. That is the truth.
Amen. Amen. Man of God, why don't you share with us just some wisdom? I like to ask my man of God guest, to speak to the man, because we so used to standing up straight and tall in the service, we won't lift our hands like we could and should, and we posturing and we posing and carrying on. Is there a word that you would like to just share with the men in the house, be they saved or unsaved, just listen to this broadcast, that I'm trusting Holy Spirit God to give you a word right now, sir? Is there something you'd like to say to us men that's going to help us grow better?
Yes, sir, and I say this through humility, because a lot of times when men speak to men, Sometimes we use punching bags, and I want to say this because from experience, in order for a real man, and there's a difference between a man and a real man, the word real is an adjective there, it's describing a certain type of man. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that the first thing God did was brought man into his presence. That's the first thing. When man was in his presence, he was tilling the garden. He was tilling the garden. Yeah. And that means that he was working. He was working
That's
in
right.
the presence of the Lord. And that was before mm-hmm. before a woman was ever thought about. The second thing that happened with this particular man is while he was in the presence of the Lord, God gave him a physical job. Okay, he had to name all the animals, all the mm-hmm. birds, and all of everything. That was before mm-hmm. a woman ever came on the scene. So these
Preach.
Prerequisites I'm giving you now is all things that a man got already be done. Number one, in the presence of the Lord, that's one. Then he needs a way to have income, that's two. And that's
right.
before a woman ever showed up. She never even thought of. And then God is amazing because he said this. He said, now, it is good that man should not be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. But now I want to share this with you because this is very important. It is a particular man that the Lord is talking about that shouldn't be alone. The one that was in his presence, the one that's already worshiping, the one that already had a job, the one that was already doing the thing, that man should not be alone. And any other man that does not carry those responsibilities, he need to be by himself. Because whatever he is, he will drag a woman into being that. And so it's dangerous for a man to not have those prerequisites. And I want to give you this in our close. To all of our men, whether you're white, black, Puerto Rican, pink, blue, or green, you have something that is so significant that nobody else and no other animal in the world has. And that
nobody.
Is you have a level of respect that automatically comes from you when you are born. When you hit when you hit this world, you are respected because you are a man. In the Bible, they wanted men, they wanted boys, because boys were supposed to take over and run
Deals
the family life. So
That's
you
right.
be encouraged, men. Hold your head up, but remember those prerequisites.
Amen. Thank you for that perspective, because I've been saved since the age of 15, and I heard you mention your age. This November, I'll be 61, so I've been on the battlefield for a long time. But that perspective that you just gave about a man that is not being busy with the assignments that God has given, he needs to be alone. Thank you for that perspective.
By himself.
You're right. Before he brings a queen into his castle, he needs to build that kingdom first, and it takes work. He got to get busy. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's why I invite you, people of God, to come in, and you gifted gospel singers and preachers. See, we don't all have the knowledge. We need each other to accumulate the wisdom of God to make us better, to help us grow and to be stronger into the image of our King, our Christ. Amen. Now, listen, I did hear you say that you are on your way to a showcase. Now, I did want to play one more song and bring you back when it
No,
comes
you got
song,
time.
Brother.
I got 30 minutes.
Okay.
I got 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead on and do this Pastor Felix Omar concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. He already said it all. He already let you know that he's going to tell you some things. He ain't ashamed. He ain't shy about it. Jesus, and that's why I think me and this brother going to get along real good. But here's his song entitled Dream, because Joseph was a dreamer. And my question is, what dreams have God given you?
Amen.
La, da, da. La, da, da. King Bishop. I'm here to encourage you with this song. La, da. You say you can't do it.
Dream. Don't give up on the vision. Don't give up on those things that God has placed in your heart, because man of God, Pastor Felix, oh
yes,
my
sir.
God, they still can come true when we put our faith and confidence in God. Ain't no question about that now. Come on.
That's it, man. That's it. That's it. And they can also live through your grandchildren and your
yeah.
children. You know,
yes,
dreams, dreams never, they never expire.
Mm. Amen. That's true. I'm a living witness. I'm going to tell you, I've been blessed to be a radio, gospel, internet host since 2008. 2014, all of about 7 years. But I need to tell you, I was studying mass media, television, radio almost 40 years ago. It didn't come to pass for almost 30-something plus years. So that thing was in the ground, letting my light season and mature in Christ before he put me on this platform. I need to have the right spirit. I need to have the right mindset, because I'm not turning back. I'm not turning around. I'm not compromising, man of God. That's just not going to happen. You hear me? I'm living
yes,
for Jesus.
Yes,
Amen. Man of God, we appreciate you. This is just a short icebreaker to introduce you to my listeners. I would ask you, because Holy Spirit God speaks to me while the broadcast is going on, by you being a man of God, pastor, married man, family man, I would ask that you may share a word of encouragement to the married folks out there, because all we hear about is family breakup. We need to understand that family, particularly saved families, are under satanic, demonic attack, because once you bring division to the family, then just like Jesus said, if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So our families are under attack. Is there a word that you can give to the husband and wife?
Amen. So I think that what's important, and I think this is, I can't apply this to the world much as I can to the body of Christ. You have to make sure that when there's incidents in a marriage, that is not mental, okay, because I personally have been through this before. You have to make sure that it's not mental before you counsel someone out of your life. Mm-hmm. It's easy to have a situation going on and you don't even know it's going on. A lot of times you have to try to discern, but if not, you may have to seek medical help to make sure if someone is acting out of character for no reason at all. Ninety percent of the time is not the person themselves. A lot of times they're challenged with different things. And I just want to say, don't be so eager to quit something.
Thank
you know, take your time. Take your time and look into a whole situation before you just run. And I want to say that to the brothers in Christ, as well as the sisters in Christ. Just make sure, if you know you had somebody that was acting right and all of a sudden they just going off script, you know, you have to check and make sure, you know, what's going on right there.
Amen. 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 That's a solid word. And I'm going to say this too for all of you prospective husbands and wives. If you are not yet ready and willing and able to give what you are expecting to receive from that relationship, if you're not happy, single, marriage is not going to make you happy. Get yourself together. My pastor, former pastor, Everett Jennings Sr. at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, always says this in regard to relationships and dating. He said, if you're not healed, healthy, and whole, you don't even have no business date. Take care of yourself first. Man of God, listen.
There you go.
We say amen goes right there. Man of God, listen, would you be so kind as to share your information? I know you probably have a busy schedule, but if there's somebody out there that just say, we refuse to have this event unless Pastor Felix Omar Hill is there, can you share your contact information, social media outlets, as well as where your music can be downloaded?
Praise the Lord. Well, you can download, first of all, my music anywhere, and I do also send hard copies out. But my email is teambishop, T-E-A-M, bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P, 2018 at Gmail. Teambishop 206-315-9708, 706-315-9708. And you can always find me on Facebook, Felix Omar Hill, F-E-L-I-X-O-M-A-R-H-I-L-L. And I actually be on here in about 30 minutes live.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about, man of God. Well, listen, you go in the grace and with the blessings of God over your life as you continue to sow seeds of the gospel of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ and stay faithful to him, and I trust and believe you will. And just keep your hand in God's hand. Keep your mind and your heart open for Holy Spirit to move in such a wonderful way in your life that you'll be blessed beyond measure. That's my prayer for you, and I'm not going to take it back. Amen.
Thank you for your love, my friend.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor Felix Omar Hill was right here on our Shine Out of Spotlight. Thank you, man of God. Looking forward to having you come back as soon as you're ready.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. And that's just how we do it here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I am here to share with you all some inspirational word that I just believe will be a tremendous blessing to you all. We are sharing inspirational word from the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, at around about the 14th verse. And it says this, amen. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. One of the most challenging things that we will have to face as we live by our Christian spiritual principles is incorporating a lifestyle that highly regards the spiritual fruit of patience, which is, in effect, being still, as the Word of God is telling us to do. Now, ain't that something? Be still when there's all sort of chaos going on all around us. We have the instruction, we have the words to just be still, just relax and watch God move. We want what we want when we want it, though. That's the issue. And that has been our lifetime credo. But putting on the very mind of Jesus, Philippians 2 and 5, requires more than us than we have ever had to conjure up before. No question about it. We are generally asked to go against not only the grain of society, culture, and peer pressures from many directions, but we go against our own internal grain. I'm talking about the grain of our flesh battling and contending with our spirit, as spoken of in the book of Romans, 7th chapter, by the Apostle Paul. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness, against evil in high places, as well as he talks about the flesh is so weak, but the spirit is willing. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Now, as the children of Israel faced their greatest dismay and frightening terror from Pharaoh's army, they realized that they were in a totally helpless situation, being unable to save themselves with no alternatives or thinkable resolutions to call upon. Lord, they was in trouble. We all know what it means to fight and fight back. We have grown to be aggressive and at times angry people with a seemingly one-person mob mentality. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All by yourself, still want to fight. So, allowing someone to fight with us, we have possibly known, and having somebody to fight for us, we may have possibly known as well. But what about believing, depending on trusting God to fight for us? Now listen, this is real talk. We're asking, thinking, and believing in someone who's invisible, who doesn't answer many times when we call. And at times, y'all know this is true, we may not even feel his holy presence near us, let alone to fight for us. And yet and still, we are called to be still by faith, be still, to yet believe beyond belief. Our true life demonstration, beloved, is to the Almighty, the watching world, and mostly to ourselves, so that we will be our own best witness of how our mustard seed of faith will grow one day to be able to say to those mountains, be removed and cast into the sea, as our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 17 and 20. But as the approaching Egyptian armies fiercely arrived at the Red Sea to recapture the children of Israel and return them back to their chains of bondage and slavery, the prophet Moses speaks the necessary steps for us all to take when the hostility of our lives are coming to call upon us. There will be those times, yes, there will be those days when we will have to face our fears with our faith. Amen. Exodus 14 and 13 says, "And Moses said to the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them no more forever." Praise the Lord. We must be conscious of and remove all fear. For example, that God doesn't hear, care, or love us. And let the truth of God's love, care, and precious promises for our good settle down in our hearts, minds, and souls. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about being still. We're talking about getting out of God's way and letting him be God. Amen. That's such a challenge for us sometimes. Y'all know that's the truth. So we have to not get so agitated, anxious, or compelled to jump out and get ahead of God. Remember Sarah's solution to giving Abraham a firstborn child? How did that work out for him? And the same results, or worse, will be ours. And it'll be our same outcome, or worse, when we have not heard the Lord say, like he did through the prophet Moses, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation, the power, the redemption, the healing, the problem solving, which he will show to you today. Amen. Trust and be also determined, beloved, to believe in those days and that day when you too, like the children of Israel, will be a witness to the mighty hand of God fighting for you. Amen. Amen. And amen goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Carolyn Traylor, for coming in with such beautiful energy in Jesus and inspiration. You certainly blessed us. I pray God continue to move on your ministry and your life and your spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, man of God. Pastor Felix Omar here, you came in right on time and put the spiritual icing on the cake for this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you listeners that come to this Fire Gospel Experience ministry to get full. Amen. To get a blessing from God, because I promise you, that is exactly what we are here for, to be a blessing to you, and yes, to you too. Listen, I am so grateful. I just want to leave y'all with one final word before I let y'all go and bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Talking about a word that will give us power, that will give us some rights to who we are, and that is, we're cut from a different cloth, knit together by the hand of God. Hallelujah. Goes right there. Goes right there. Amen and amen again. Bless each and every one of you as I leave you with some wonderful, inspirational word to bless you now and always. Here's the seven sons of soul, letting us know that if you're going to fight for peace, you're going to be a witness that God is the one that gave you the strength that you need to go through in victory. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
You know, I'm reminded of the old church, how the preacher used to stand up and tell us that we had to go out and witness more. But we the seven sons of soul, we come to let you know today that we gotta stand up and be a witness for Jesus. Listen at this. church. The preacher would preach about the way you live your life is the way people are gonna view Christ. It remained the same today. We gotta tell people they can change. Change their walk, change their talk, change their life. We should be.
Let me say this.
Hold on. I can go on and on and telling you how the Lord has been. He's been everything to me, better off to me than any friend. I'm gonna take a stand and tell the world that he lives in me, lives in me. He that win a soul is wise. Lord, help me win one soul for thee. All I want to do is be a witness. Yeah. I want to go out and tell the world. I don't know about you today, but those of you that listen to me now, 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 now.
Way out.